The British contralto Kathleen Ferrier was born in 1912 and died of cancer in 1953 at the age of 41. Her singing career lasted only 10 years, but classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says in that short period she made some of the century's most memorable recordings. London Records has just reissued most of them. Lloyd has this review.
I first heard Kathleen Ferrier on an album of Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde, The Song of the Earth. She made it in 1952 with Bruno Walter, the conductor who led the world premiere back in 1911. It's a staggering performance, a farewell to the earth sung by someone who must have known she was dying. Ferrier's warm, rich, natural voice sounds like a force of nature. It seems to well up from the very center of the earth. So it shouldn't be surprising that she made a career of singing the most profound music written for the alto register. Arias by Bach, Handel, and Purcell. Songs and song cycles by Schumann, Schubert, Wolf, and Brahms. And of course, Mahler. She was also a wonderful folk singer. She worked mostly in concert, but she was also famous for one operatic role, Orpheus in Gluck's Orfeo ed Euridice. Her last public appearance, only shortly before her death, was in a production of this opera at Covent Garden. Here's my favorite of her three recordings of Orpheus's big aria about losing Eurydice, the one she made in 1946 with Sir Malcolm Sargent in English. London Records has just released a 10-disc Kathleen Ferrier set of both studio recordings and live performances. The discs are also available separately. One highlight is a never-before-issued live recording of some Schubert songs with the composer Benjamin Britten accompanying Ferrier at the piano. That song was called Lachen und Weinen, Laughing and Weeping. In everything she did, you can hear the openness and spontaneity that everyone adored. Someone once played me a private recording that must have been taped at a party. She accompanies herself in a hilarious parody of a pompous British oratorio singer. Serious or funny, whatever she felt, she seemed to feel completely. In one Mahler performance with Bruno Walter, she couldn't sing the last word because she was overcome by tears. In fact, you can always hear the tears. They seem to be inherent in the very sound of her voice. Listen to her sing this great Mahler setting of a poem by Friedrich Ruckert, Ich bin der Welt abhanden gekommen. I have become lost to the world. Bruno Walter conducts the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Thank you. Along with the 10-disc Ferrier set, London has also issued in its historical series two magnificent discs of live performances, including Mahler's Kindertotenlieder, Songs on the Death of Children, and Ferrier's only recording of Mahler's Second Symphony. They're both conducted by another great Mahler disciple, Otto Klemperer. And in a lighter vein, she participates in Brahms' lilting love song waltzes. Ironically, while London has been reissuing all these discs, they have deleted from their catalog Ferrier's landmark Das Lied von der Erde, the one we heard at the beginning, with Bruno Walter, her most famous recording and maybe her greatest of all.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and the author of the new collection of poems, Goodnight, Gracie. I'm Terry Gross.